Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting edition of the weekly AMA. And joining me this week are none other than Mr. Frozen Alex Kushti and Grizzly Armenio. Say hi to everyone, guys.
Hello, everyone. My pleasure to be here again.
I'm happy to be here, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good week.
Yeah, it is. It has been a good week. Just as far as my progress, well, you know, the struggle continues. Trying to line up more exchanges for everybody, building out the ecosystem funding that we've been talking about, and of course expanding the education curriculum once again. It's got a little delayed just because we actually had a bit of a good kind of a course correction as far as what we're going to be zeroing in on is for the Ergo course. But it's going to take a little bit more time to draw up the course curriculum. Once that's done, I think it will actually be a lot better than what we envisioned, because it will be more trade specific to different businesses, which will in turn give just kind of give Ergo the exclusive first mover advantage to these markets, to these businesses. So that's in development. The ecosystem funding is also in development, lining up some more investment opportunities, also talking to a new exchange. Hopefully we will be spinning something up shortly. We're just working there for you guys, trying to keep things going. I'm also trying to engage with a lot more projects in the Ergo ecosystem right now, just to kind of act as a liaison with any kind of business development that they need help with, just to kind of get some people across the finish line. Again, if you guys need to have any kind of cross ecosystem liaisoning or any kind of liaisoning in general for your project, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'll do all I can. Just do it through Telegram, which is the best way to get a hold of me. So yeah, I think that's about it from my side. Well, what's been going on with you, Joe?
Now, one thing that we've been working on that everyone will kind of see media on, hopefully after this AMA, is Ergo Hack 6. So it looks like that is going to take place from February 8th to February 22nd. The theme of this Ergo Hack is going to be cyberpunk finance. Specifically, that has to do with trying to encourage tooling, products, development, that are kind of in alignment with first principles of crypto. I guess UTXO itself fits well over that mindset where, ideally each user should have the ability to manage their own local state, right? And so whatever their inputs, their outputs are determined by them, and hopefully can even be determined locally by them without the need for anybody else's infrastructure or servers involved. Now, one thing that is nice to announce is, the prize pool is going to be 18,000 SIG USD. And this hackathon is going to be co-sponsored by ErgoPad. Those of you that don't know, ErgoPad is a launch pad in our ecosystem, and they've done pretty well in the past in terms of assisting with product development and kind of the back end, front end support that's needed to actually take an idea, bring it to market. So, hopefully, who brings what ideas, it also gives them a potential to, launch additional products in the ecosystem. And we see things translate from idea to reality.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah. Ergo hacks are always very exciting for me, especially just because I really think that, well, just like any hackathon, but, you know, ecosystem specific hackathons really kind of get the creative juices flowing in the community, the, you know, the visionaries, the entrepreneurs that are, that come out in these ergo hacks. You know, as you know, we have several products that have been developed in ergo hacks. Like for example, Ergoland Excelli is, I keep messing it up. Is it, it's Excelli? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chris, that I keep messing it up, but Ergoland is now, what is it, Joe?
Excel.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I mean, that's just one example, and there are many other ones. So yeah, it's very exciting to see these things. So what about you, Alex? What have you been up to?
Oh, so I checked some ecosystem contracts, such as Sigma Finance bonds. There is UI in private beta testing, right? So some of community members already creating bonds and providing funding via bonds issued by others. Probably that's public information, right? So there is also private beta testing of Excelli, Ergoland. Also did that recently. Now I'm checking Sigma O option bonds, and then we'll jump on Rosen contract. So yeah, it seems a lot of things happening in regards with protocol and node development. So there were two minor node releases, 5.05 and 5.06. Pretty minor, but still a chunk of UTX bootstrapping with UTX. So set snapshot codes got merged into the master branch. So I'm working on extracting more parts of that huge update, and also started actually bootstrapping with Nipopos branch, so it will be done in some prototype form before February, hopefully, and reviewing another big update to the node, so explore optional indexes, which will definitely help with decentralization of the ecosystem. So for many applications, it will be possible, hopefully, to avoid dependency on a centralized Explorer instance. All right. We had a good chat, developers chat yesterday, but yeah, it will be covered extensively, I guess, in developers update video. So yeah, in short, as usually, things are going well, development wise.
Excellent, excellent. Always, things are always kind of moving with Kushti. He's never bored sitting at home doing nothing, which is always good. Always good to hear. All right, well, let's get to the questions. We got a few nice ones, and let's start with this one. It's a bit of a general question, but I think it's a subject that some do wonder about. What are your thoughts on the process of onboarding Moon Boys and DGens into the Ergo community? Okay, so I mean, I can take that, and maybe you guys can kind of voice all, you know, also give your thoughts on that. It's you know, take it for what it is. It is, I guess, an inherent part of any ecosystem. You know, sooner or later, you're going to get moon boys, and you're going to get degens, and you know, while degens are, you know, they're cool. You know, moon boys get really, really annoying sometimes. And so what is our process of onboarding them? Well, I mean, there is no process. You know, we build products, we have a ecosystem culture, and they either join it or not. And some of them could be moon boys, some of them could be degens. I mean, we do have NFTs, we have several NFT projects that you know, the degens can munch on right now. So, and they have been. So we already have degens in our midst. You know, we don't have, I mean, I'm really happy with the degen culture that we have, and ergo, it's still very I guess you could say pure in my eyes. We haven't gotten to that whole thing, you know, floor sweeping and, you know, flipping. Oh, but bro, it's all about the art. But then again, all we talk about is price. You know, we still talk about the art, you know, we still have our, you know, art gnomes and, you know, stuff like that. The friend foe and, you know, and others are making that are actually is art, and it's really cool art. So it's really nice to see, that culture still kind of, dominating over just kind of, you know, flipping and floor sweeping, and you don't care what it is as long as you can, you know, do multiple X's on it and just kind of contradict what you're in it for. Yeah, as far as moon boys, well, you know, that comes with the market sentiment. You know, you start getting into the bulls, you get moon boys. When moon, when, you know, when 10x, when ergo $100, when ergo $1,000, yada yada yada. It's inevitable. Hopefully we could kind of minimize on that kind of sentiment in the community, because I just think it serves no purpose. So I mean, that's where I am on this. What do you think about this, Joe?
Well, I mean, where are they now, right? I would say a lot of that mentality is out chasing airdrops. And, you know, it's hard to say, you know, how, let's say, distributed that is, or is it one dude with a bot farm, right? who knows? You know, that type of mentality is probably not going anywhere. There's always going to be the high-risk, hyper-speculative, you know, people that are ultimately like, how do you onboard them? I guess in theory, you know, the main marketing machine there is the market itself, right? And which is why, you know, there's memes out there, you know, buy the top, sell the bottom, all that good stuff. Try to chase returns. That's risky business. It'll always happen. I think that it's unavoidable. You know, it's just something to sit back and, I don't know, enjoy. What's your take, Alex?
I think there are different modern boys movements around, actually. So the most solid probably is Bitcoin maximalist movement, right? So at least they're trying to push some agenda, right? So why Bitcoin is superior to fiat currencies, right? So well, in most cases, not very literate theories, but still working quite good, right, on attracting new members into the cult. Then, a few years ago, I saw a pretty aggressive push from so-called Link Marines, They occupied Twitter. I don't understand what was their proposition. Aside of pushing memes with Pepe and making some weird claims like Sergey Nazarov is Satoshi Nakamoto, which is complete nonsense. So if guys are just coming to Ergo channels and asking when moon and so on, so it's more like free riding, right? So more like kids asking when adults will.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? It's like when kids are asking, "Are we there yet, Dad? Are we there yet?"
Yeah. So when this, when that, right? So kind of kiddish behavior, which is not productive at all. And also not working on promoting Ergo, right? Unlike what Bitcoin maximalists are doing. Would be beneficial, right? So for all the parties is formulate ideas, right, in digestible forms, and produce memes. Back in 2020 there were a lot of efforts like pictures with ergonauts telegram stickers with ergonauts and so on. This stuff is still working, and ideas been presented in digestible form. So I think it's much better than 2 or 3 years ago, right? So now more and more people coming to Ergo. After being fed, right, with digestible forms of information only, so it's always needed, and it's always going on. I don't know. So maybe more catchy materials needed. So recently I found one pager from 2020, and actually it still looks good. So maybe I will share it, and maybe more like that needed.
Yeah. All right. Well, actually, let's go to this follow-up question from our friend Fo, who thanked me for the shout-out, of course, my friend. And so the question is, how can non-devs participate in hackathons and or supporting existing teams? Well, a perfect example of a non-dev participating in creating something on a hackathon, are doing a hackathon is Chris Ray and Ergoland. Chris basically had an idea and he put together a team, and then the team has been building it. If you have an idea but you don't have all the skills you need to take it from A to Z, our ecosystem is very welcoming. If you don't know where to go, if you guys have an idea, you want to participate in a hackathon, you don't know where to start, reach out to one of us. Reach out to me, reach out to Joe, Alex, and then we'll help you. I know I will try to help you as much as I can to line you up with the right people. We really want to have all walks of people in participating in the hackathon, not just devs, because business is not just about one thing. There's all these different parts in creating a business. Leadership and vision is one of them. Actual development is another part of it. Bringing a product to market is another part of it. So there's all these different parts that need to be really filled and taken care of if you're actually going to create a successful product. So yeah, absolutely. Non-devs can get involved, and absolutely there is place for them. And like I said, if you don't know which team to approach or how to approach a team, if you're new, if you just haven't done it before, if you just don't want to kind of put yourself out there without really knowing where to step first, please reach out to us and let us know. You have anything to add to that, Joe or Alex?
I would just say a good idea is a good idea at the end of the day, right? And then the good idea will ultimately get some traction around them. There's a lot of different ways people can contribute. The question is, what's the skill set that each person brings to the table? And I think understanding that is the best finding the right fit in terms of how to collaborate.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe we should accept things, documentation, right? So, that's definitely needed all the time. Or marketing packs. So, let me check with ErgoHack team. I need to check what's the current status of it.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, like I said, there's absolutely space for people who are not developers, and we will figure out a way for you to be involved. I'll answer a quick question here from Josh T about what is Zengate involvement with the Thai gold industry. What we're doing is we're working with the largest gold trader, the gold exporter in Thailand right now. And specifically what we're doing with them is we're going to be tokenizing lots of specific purity gold. So basically there's a specific Thai purity of 96.5% pure. And so this is different from the LBMA standard of 99.6% or something like that. Which is the global standard for gold, say, that's traded, you know, say on the regular commodity exchanges, or gold that's traded in, like, say, in the Swiss exchange, whatnot. And so since this is a different purity gold, it has its own market, it has its own applications, but again, it doesn't have that particular access the same as LBMA gold has. So that is why Palmyra is a great fit for this particular gold. Now, what we're specifically going to be doing is tokenizing it using Ergo NFTs, which will be coupled with a very thorough traceability solution, which is a big value add for this particular trader, because they are very they've invested a lot in the brand, they invested a lot in sustainability, using tokenization and using traceability helps them preserve that value and then pass it on to their customers that will be buying the gold for whatever reason, you know, whether it's bullion or whether it's actually to make something out of gold, like jewelry, for example. That's the short version of what we're doing, mainly traceability and tokenization through Ergo NFTs, and then utilizing the Palmyra platform to list these commodities for trade and for physical fulfillment. So basically a spot market as well. All right. Let's go to another question. There's Leo. If you guys can hear Leo, he's saying what's up, but Leo is going to have to wait. All right. This is a question for Alex. So, what do you think about Bitcoin in the broader context of cryptocurrency?
Broader context. But what does it mean? So, I mean, a lot of things to discuss here, right? This general question, maybe.
Let's say Bitcoin in a broader context of cryptocurrency, and say, let's say, what is where is it at right now, and where do you think? You know, we think it'll take crypto. Do you think it would still be the leader of crypto, or where crypto is going? Do you think that maybe Bitcoin is kind of reached its peak of relevance, and from here on you're going to have alts taking the lead more and more, and Bitcoin is going to be losing its dominance of the market? Let's try and talk about it in that context.
Yeah, I see. So it's kind of an old line, right? And I think it will stay for a long time, even without technological innovations, right? So we haven't seen a lot of them in recent years, but yeah, still, it doesn't matter, right, for investors, because, well, it's kind of digital gold, so maybe it's there is no need for it to be innovative, right? Then, so I think Bitcoin will have solid positions for a long time, despite anything. And maybe because of conservative approach, actually, right?
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Alex. Just very quickly, yes, forget when moon. I want to know when meetup gnome. Dan, I am working on it. Folk can vouch for me because I've been bothered about it as well. I'm working on getting that going, guys. Like I said, I'm taking full responsibility for taking this long, but it will happen. I promise you, it is in the works right now. I have not forgotten it. It has not been deprioritized, but it will happen. All right. Let's see. So hope to see you guys speak at CNFTCon this fall in Las Vegas. I will be there. Joe, will you be there? What do you think? Joe, I think you've gone silent. You've gone silent, yeah, to be honest.
For now, Dan, I'll say 50-50, probably, but let's see.
Yeah, it reminds me of that movie War Dogs, you know, when they were trying to smuggle those guns across Iraq, and they had the driver, and he says, and then like he would answer 50-50 to everything. He's like, so are we far away from the place? Yeah, 50-50. Do you think we're going to die? 50-50. Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, 50-50 is better than, 20-70. All right. Let's see. We have another good question here. So James is asking, can you explain how it uses bootstrapping?
I can. Sure. So it comes from an American idiom, pulling yourself up by the straps of your boots. Primarily, it has to do with kind of the financial approach that Ergo has taken, which is self-funded, from the subsidies that miners gave us, rather than going to market and it's kind of trying to bring in external funding. So Ergo is always trying to pull itself up by its own bootstraps. And so when you look at a lot of the development that happens in our ecosystem, it's organic, and the energy that's used to generate it comes from within the ecosystem rather than having some fund or firm subsidize everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, subsidizing, you don't want to be, you know, under the boot of any VC. You know, you don't want VC to run any of your ecosystems. Do you want people coming in from the outside and investing in projects? Yes. Yes, I'm totally open for that. But it's just all about how particular actors behave themselves. You know, there could be just, you know, a fund that comes in that does good business, that that sponsors projects that they feel are relevant and feasible. And that's good. That's good business. And there could be some fund that comes in and starts doing all this predatorial crap, which has happened quite a few times, that's why we have to be really selective about who we interact with in the Ergo ecosystem. But yeah, it's just all about, it's all about the actor. It's all about the actor and how they behave, how they conduct themselves. However, Ergo has been so far pretty much bootstrapped. And that is all the development, all the funds, all these things that have happened up until now have pretty much been internal, you know, from within the ecosystem, which is really, really amazing. I think it kind of speaks for the dedication the community has to really, progressing and evolving the ecosystem. And which is one of the most endearing and the most amazing things about the Ergo ecosystem. All right. Let's go to another question here. All right. So Wendy Moon is asking, is there any decentralized fiat on-off ramp directly to ERG? Not that I know of. Joe, do you know of any?
No. Usually at this point, the best you can do is have the exchange partner kind of work as the market maker. I think that there's certainly some interest out there in bringing other stable coins that could potentially act as an on and off ramp, but those aren't so decentralized.
Yep. All right. Well, we have a question from Augustus Kent. So do you know of any other projects out there that have retained the same level of developer activity throughout the bear market? Well, I mean, aside from if you're talking about aside from Ergo, I would say Cardano has retained a pretty damn nice level of development activity through the bear market, as compared to a lot of other ecosystems that are just basically just going dead because there is no moon and there is no 100x on my $100. I think this actually it speaks for the community and shows you that the bulk, a great bulk of our community is really in this for the long haul. They're in this for evolving the ecosystem rather than just moonboying in and mooning out and taking the money and running. Do you know any other ecosystems, Joe? I mean, I know there are others that have been pretty active in development.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't always track everybody else because I don't really care. In terms of developer activity, I guess you have to ask what that is. Sometimes you get people that, just I don't know, update their GitHub comments or something. Maybe that counts. You get a lot of stuff where, you know, there's marketing soon, but you can't really see what's happening or, you know, have any realistic idea when anything is coming. Now, I do think there are some interesting ideas in the space, and that's something that I watch. You know, let's say, like, I think right now, one of the more interesting just ideas probably outside of Ergo and like Ethereum is looking at like middleware's potential use in DeFi. But, you know, in terms of like project specifics and who's doing what and what deliverables are, I don't even know if I can track that all in our ecosystem. So beyond that, I just don't know. What about you, Alex?
Alex?
I don't know. So I think, well, many actually are building something, right? But yeah, I'm not tracking, to be honest. And yeah, so I think so, well, many ecosystems are dead, right? But yeah, many also alive. So something like that.
Yeah. We actually have a question here from Herman Crab. Says, hello, guys. Keep up the good work. Should miners agree? Would it be beneficial to implement a transaction fee on new blocks for marketing purposes? Do you guys see it as a win for the for all the Ergo family? What are your thoughts, Joe?
I would say you have the power to do it. So, you know, if you want to do it, do it. You know, generally, I think that the natural, let's say, organic evolution of that would be that first you have more of a market developed for block space, right? So absent like scarcity, you know, I might be a little bit premature in terms of how things would kind of organically develop, but you're always welcome to push for that because you have the power to. And Ergo is set up to where miners have the tools to be able to make those type of adjustments without needing to ask us. And that's a pretty cool thing about Ergo, if you ask me, that, you know, miners have all of these little parameters they can tweak. But ultimately, that is their business, right? It's their responsibility. So, you know, if they want to do it, do it.
What do you think, Alex?
Yeah, pretty much the same. So it's actually up to miners, right? Well, what to do with fees. So it's not in the protocol even, right? So it's kind of agreement between miners and users.
All right. Let's see. All right, so, all right, look, where did I see the question? All right, so, okay, so here's one from Bison Buffalo. And the question is, what is the best method for bridging Bitcoin liquidity to Ergo? Is it Rosenbridge, Atomic Swaps, and then the BTC? And what is it, basically? How about you go again, Joe?
No, that's for the market to determine, right? It's hard to say, you know, this is the best. Market's forces will ultimately determine that. I think atomic swaps are really interesting. It's not necessarily a new approach. You know, I think it's a pretty solid approach, but people don't use it very much. I don't know why. You know, you could look at like Komodo has this application, atomic swaps, which is, you know, pretty high level in terms of, you know, atomic swaps. It's a beautiful piece of technology, but not many people use it. So, you know, maybe it's the UI, maybe it's the fees, hard to say. I do think that you can ask BESC from like a security perspective or from an adoption perspective. And the reality is you can build something that is you know, very secure, very robust, but people have to use it too. So let's see.
What are your thoughts, Alex?
As far as I know, so Anita and Rosen are going to use, well, more or less the same approach conceptually. So multi-sig bridge. So there are other options like atomic swaps, but then, well, swapping possibility is limited by liquidity on both sides. There is an interesting opportunity in, well, optimistically executing heavy chain relay contract, which is otherwise probably infeasible to be run on top of Ergo, well, as well as for Ethereum, so for chain BTC relay failed on Ethereum, actually. And there are also some new techniques like Glimpse I've checked recently, but they're lighter than full chain relays, but still pretty heavy. So we need to think how to execute them on chain, off chain. Sorry. With maybe just dispute resolutions to be done on chain and also efficiently. Probably all the theory, high level theory, is already there. But so somehow someone needs to do all the work binding all that stuff to the specifics of the Ergo blockchain.
Nice. So let's go to this question here from Josh T. What is the advantage of using the Let's system?
Let's is a perfect way to create money on community level when it's needed. Right. So, in general, how money are created, right? In cryptocurrencies and, in the real world, let's say. We are trust or collateral, right? And Let's is a solution for communities to create kind of IOU notes, but they're actually IOC, so IO community notes, right? So minted individually, but accepted within community. On a blockchain, they could be collateralized, which can be useful when there are problems with trust, right? So when we are talking about distributed communities, for example, and so on. They're pretty popular when banking systems fail. So back in Argentina, 2001, there were 800,000 users of different LED systems. And many more historical examples. So they're usually quite popular when fiat system is failing.
All right. What about you? Have you got anything to add?
Yeah, it's the main advantage has to do with like the social or community aspect of money. where it gets people to collaborate in a way that is, I don't know, let's say a little bit less competitive and perhaps a little bit better for the whole of the community. Right. So it's a fascinating form of exchange, right? I think that if you look at like a healthy family system, you kind of have a natural kind of credit or collaboration between people where you help out when you can for the good of that unit. And so it's kind of extending that to a family level where, you know, people offer their goods, services, assets, skills, whatever, for the good of their community. And it can act as a form of credit system to where when people need something, they can get it without, needing collateral or, you know, having a financial, debt. It's something that they can repay in their own way. You know, it's interesting because a lot of, even in Western countries, we have this whole concept of like the gig economy where people are trying to leverage all of, you know, let's say their car for, you know, it's kind of a side hustle or, try to create alternative forms of revenue so they can make ends meet. And a Let's system is somewhat similar to that. It's just uses a different medium of exchange.
All right. So let me take myself off mute that I didn't know I was on. And now let's get to a question. So, let's see. So this is a follow-up question from Augustus Kent. What do you think will happen in the next bull run regarding developer activity in Ergo? So I personally think that, of course, just like with any bull run, there's going to be an uptick of activity because more people are going to be excited about everything blockchain like it is in every single bull run. Now, will it be an uptick in, I don't want to say useful, but quality development? That remains to be seen. I think that builders are builders. They build in whatever market. And if you want to build something, you just start building it. And, you might want to change your strategy, but, timing going to market or product market fit or whatever. But you build, you just keep building, regardless of micro market conditions. So what do I think? Yeah, I think there's going to be an uptick. Personally, I think there's going to be an uptick, but I hope that the uptick is quality. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, things get loud when markets get hot, right? And so, you kind of have an expectation, or you should if you've been in the crypto industry for a while, that there will be a lot of people that talk a lot and maybe even fundraise a lot and never really do anything. Unfortunately, that is kind of the case. And, the reality is the process from taking an idea and creating a framework and converting it into a product usually is difficult to do within, whatever period of time, the market is more hot, So the question is it a team or an idea or kind of a developer group that's going to stick around and actually deliver something valuable? In which case, it kind of shifts to the paradigm that they're just going to adapt to the markets rather than be directed by them. But, certainly it does help having a better incentive, right? Because at the end of the day, a lot of, developers will look at different ecosystems and say, okay, well, why would I build on Ergo versus this chain, that chain, that chain? Some will do that for principles, and I respect that a lot. Others will do it because it's a way to get paid, keep food in their belly, roof over their head, all that good stuff. And that opportunity does open more during times where markets are hot. So I hope we have good teams come in with good ideas that plan on sticking around.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your thoughts, Alex? Well. Mm-hmm. Bueller.
Yeah, sorry, mic was off. So I think all kinds of developers will come next bull run. Right. Some will stay, some will go. And maybe the most interesting products usually will be launched after the bull run, right? Because, some time is needed, right, to launch, something real. During the bull run, we will see most crazy stories, right, and most real things will be launched after it. So that's not different, right, from bull run that happened in 2021 and also 2017 and so on, right? So it's all the same after all.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a good place to leave it off for today. Thanks a lot for joining everybody. Thanks for joining Joe and Alex. And stay tuned for ErgoHack. Stay tuned for a lot of really cool stuff coming up really shortly. And we will see you next week.
Have a good one.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.